Judge King, do you feel that justice was served because of the publication of the Broken Trust essay?
Well, it's a story that had to be told. What happens in the long term, we'll have to see. But we're hoping that it will result in some changes in the way things are done. For example, I would dearly love to see NAPUA, the alumni, parent, so forth organization, have a more legal position in respect to the school.
Professor Roth, do you think that justice has been served?
The penultimate chapter to the book is called Closure and Healing. And in that chapter, Judge King and I suggest that there wasn't perhaps enough attention given to accountability at the time, that people who seemingly had abused the trust over a long period of time did not have to pay a penny in surcharges or damages or reimburse the trust for excessive compensation, or in many cases even pay their own attorney fees. So in that chapter, we suggest that perhaps the drive for closure and healing was unfortunate because it came at the cost of accountability.
Former trustee Henry Peters looked at the dropping of the charges as vindication for he and Dickie Wong and other trustees.
I think anyone who reads the book will recognize that none of the former trustees were vindicated. Oz Stender, I think, on the whole, is a hero who deserves to be applauded for what he did. The other four should not be applauded. We don't wish them bad things. We did not take joy in telling the story of various bad decisions that they made. We think that those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it, and we would hate to see this trust abused the way it was abused in the past.
Judge King, could this happen again? Have circumstances changed enough that Kamehameha Schools, formerly Bishop Estate, could avoid a similar politically corrupt atmosphere?
Well, the solution hasn't been reached yet. The present method of selecting trustees is sort of a makeshift sort of thing. The estate should be transferred into a not-for-profit corporation, similar to the Bishop Museum. And then you can have a large board of directors who don't get paid very much, nothing, just lunch and transportation. And you could have permanent members from the alumni, parents. As it is now, it's sort of a catch-as-catch-can. So it isn't solved yet.
The last chapter of the book is entitled Eternal Vigilance. And Judge King and I feel that those people who care deeply about Princess Pauahi's legacy need to be informed about the trust, and they need to be eternally vigilant.
David Shapiro, in his introduction, noted that the writing and the publishing of the Broken Trust essay shook up Hawaii politics and paved the way for Governor Lingle's election, a Republican governor. Do you think there has been an impact on the political network here in Hawaii, the old boy club?
You know, I'll be 90 years old in a couple of weeks, and I've seen it go both ways. When you get a group that's in power, they die off, somebody else comes along, the younger fellows don't find the spot for them, so they do something different. So I think we'll just go through the same rotation.
Professor Roth?
I don't know whether it's had the effects that David Shapiro has described, but his introduction is certainly powerful, and I've probably heard more people comment on it than on the book itself.
The Ninth Circuit recently agreed to rehear the case against Kamehameha's admissions policy. What's your view on what the Ninth Circuit might do and how it might affect Kamehameha schools?
I think Walter Hine said it all. He said it was ridiculous and alarming that a civil rights statute enacted to help oppressed minorities and slaves is being used to strike down Kamehameha School's admissions policy, which helps to strengthen the Native Hawaiian population.
Professor Roth?
I would just like to add that Judge King and I decided very early on that we wanted all the royalties to go to early childhood education because we felt this was too important of a story to be told where there was any question about the motives of the authors.
Professor Randall Roth and Judge Samuel King, thank you for speaking with Hawaii Public Radio.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much, Chad.